we will go onto an app that we've been told about that probably could potentially harness a lot of paedophiles that use them sort of apps. We'll put up a profile of a child and wait to be contacted by anyone. Once we get a message, within the first 3 to 4 messages, we'll let the person that we're having the conversation with, let them know that we're between either 10 to 14 years old or younger, depending.
And what made you, I know there's kind of a whole network of you who take part in this, but what made you decide to start doing it?
A couple of people that we know within our families have been abused, had child abuse themselves, so obviously it's very close to home. When you look across the whole board at different sting teams that have done it, there's well over 250 people that have been brought to court through different sting teams. I mean, ourselves, we've been a part of 56 stings. At any one time on one app, I could be talking to... but the police, on private terms, are very good with us. They work very well with us. We work very well with them. They do advise us of things that we could do better. They are happy for us to carry on behind the scenes, but obviously publicly... they don't want us to carry on because obviously that's what they've obviously got to say, because obviously we don't want anybody going around doing this. It took us a long time to build the reputation we have by doing this the right way. We don't want people just going out thinking, you know, just do it, catch someone and, you know, expose them, because potentially we don't want to be exposing people that are innocent. We also want to make sure that the people we are exposing are what we're saying they are. So there's a lot of homework goes into it. I mean, you know, 2-3 weeks worth of backlogs of chats, if not longer, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. We've had ones where it's gone on for 8, 9 months. We do background details. We have people in the team that can check very much a lot of the backgrounds of the people that we're potentially going to end up meeting. So, you know, a lot of work goes into it. It's hours upon hours a week that goes into what we do. It's not as easy as just turning up on a sting and trying to sting somebody.
I know you say you use a lot of apps and a lot of websites. Do you think really it should be kind of down to the people who run those apps and websites to be doing a bit more?
Definitely. I think 100% agree. I mean, these people who run the websites and that, I think they really need to take a long, hard look at how their apps are set up. I think nowadays and age, people are so quick to stick an app up and try and earn some money off of it. They're not really thinking the potential of what could happen on these apps. I mean, there's even apps out there now called Anonymous, so you don't even know who you're talking to. So if these people do prey on the children and do potentially meet them to rape them, I mean, because this is what we're talking about. This is rape, raping a child, you know. A child cannot give consent, so this is what we're talking about. This is rape of a child. And, you know, to think that we have apps out there that allows people to even cover their identity, to be able to hide who they are and delete the whole conversation and try and get away with it that way, like to hide everything that they've been up to. I mean, it's beggar's belief to believe that we have actually got things like that in this day and age, to be able to let people get away with things like that so easily.
Do you think it's right that you're doing it, or do you think this should really be being done by the police? Do you think the police haven't really got the resources they need for this?
Oh, definitely. I think the police would love to be able to do this. Every single police officer I've ever spoken to personally have all said they would rather be doing things like this than some of the things they do get made to do. I mean, look, most of the police officers that we're talking about, you know, every single one of them, you know, there's 90% of them are going to have families. They're going to have children in their families. All of them are going to have some children in their family of some sort, whether it be their own nieces, nephews. I think people have got to understand the police, our hands are tied as much as the government have made them. They're very underfunded. They haven't got the resources to do this. And we live in a world at the moment where the government want to see numbers. So easy arrests are made, more... you know, the easier arrests are made, so the numbers look better. And sometimes I think some of the serious crimes in this country are getting a little bit left behind. Just so we can say, oh, look, we've caught 20,000 people this year, kept doing criminal activities, rather than saying, oh, look, we've banged up 300 paedophiles this year through, you know, just because the numbers don't sound as good as 20,000. I mean, surely the crime should take preference over numbers.